20 minutes past, or rather 37 minutes after 6, and it is time for our Friday call-in topic right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Tonight we are talking about how to financially plan for the festive season, which is also known as the silly season. Add your views to this discussion. Call us on 010-500-0938. Head of Financial Education at Old Mutual, John Manyike, joins us for this conversation. Good evening, John.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much. We are weeks away from the festive season. Is it too late to start planning financially for this period?
Not at all. We know that the countdown has begun. And and this is the season. They don't call it the silly season for nothing. I mean, this is a period where we generally, send our bank account into a financial quagmire, which is self-inflicted. Of course, we can sometimes even blame it on the advertisers for the slick advertising, but it is really a challenging season for many of us.
How is it challenging, and why is it challenging for an event that happens every year?
That's the thing, because I think many of us go into a festive season without a game plan, and we get taken up by and consumed by this excitement. We're conned by our own fantasies, the things we aspire to acquire, but many of those things are just luxury, and the return on investment on those things is just enjoyment. Unfortunately, you can't put enjoyment in a jar, there are people who would say, you live once, so just enjoy. But the thing is, as long as you're not going to have a regret later on, because I think this is where we're missing an opportunity to actually cancel our debts, and plan it properly so that you don't start the new year on a back footing, and what's the use of really starting the beginning of the year, with a financial hangover, because we've made some blunders during the festive season.
Let's talk about this financial hangover. How do we describe, or how does one even identify that they may be facing that hangover?
I don't know if you've heard. Apparently, in January, money is not called money anymore. It's called a parcel. Because this is a period where, especially around the second and third, often you people are trying to borrow money from friends and family, and so you can imagine, so it's because of we just can't master this season, because we really want to go all out. And I don't know why we treat December differently, we've got a license to go on the overdraft. I'm going to tell you something interesting. I've got steps from two different banks. Unfortunately, I didn't get the permission to disclose the names of the bank, but very interesting steps. Number one, one of the big five, now we're talking about the big five banks. Mm-hmm. One of the big five banks, the credit card division, are saying the credit card customers spent a total of $6.7 billion over the December period last year.
Sure.
Right? We're talking on a credit card. Now, this is a 22% increase when they compare it with the monthly average spent over the rest of the year. Mm. Now, the largest increases in spend were actually on entertainment, followed by luxury goods, and then some home spending. Now, obviously, if people are spending 6.7 billion rand using their credit card, it means people are spending money that doesn't belong to them. Again, there was this thing that, people get savings check. Well, if you're lucky enough, not everybody is actually getting savings check. A lot of companies have moved to total cost. So, whatever you get paid is what you pay, unless you structure some kind of a saving, which you get during November. And the other challenge for a lot of people is the fact that, the December salary gets paid earlier. A lot of payrolls are very, they want to close as well for the year. Now, you're now having to grapple with a 6 weeks, months. That's why January becomes the longest month in the calendar, because then people are struggling with a 4 month week, rather month. Now you have to contend with a 6 weeks month because you got paid early. So these are some of the challenges that people are experiencing and why we have a financial hangover.
You mentioned the 13th check for those who may be lucky enough, given the tough economic times we currently find ourselves in South Africa, those who may get that end of year bonus. How would you advise them to utilize it?
Yeah. So, firstly, I'm glad your very first question was, what should people do? Mm. You know. So, look, firstly, it's not too late. It's not too late to actually plan for your festive season. So, you actually need to get into the festive season with a comprehensive budget. You need to have a game plan, and that game plan simply means, okay, let's start with the essentials. You know, unfortunately, things like, you know, very basic things like stationery and school fees and uniform for those who've got children. You know, people don't think, and they only want to start worrying about this on the 2nd and 3rd of January and when schools are opening around about the 17th of Jan. Nice. By that time, there's a mess, and that's why you find people having to reverse debit orders by end of December because they realize, whoa, there's a problem here, you know. Mm. So our tip here is you need to have a comprehensive budget for the festive season where you prioritize your essentials, you prioritize your usual debt repayments. In fact, if you've got a bit of money, you might want to kill one or two of your debts so you start your new year, you know, on a clean slate. I mean, it would be nice to live a debt-free life. I mean, if you have opportunity to do that, prioritize those things. Yes, people need to, be happy and spoil themselves, but this must be done within reason. And, you have to be financially rooted to actually go all out. And, you know, so that's why I was saying people need to prioritize it. Then the other thing is, a simple thing like a shopping list. You know, in most cases, when people shop around without a shopping list, then you have a challenge because you end up picking up things that you actually didn't need.
Right.
And that's why it's important to know the difference between wants and needs. As basic as it may sound, we need to really know the distinction between the two so that when you go out there, you know these are the things that I'm actually going to buy. Yes, if you're putting a budget for entertainment, yes, let it be in that budget, but try and be disciplined to live within that budget so that you don't have those things. But if you prioritize all those basic things, at least you won't have regrets that, you've bought things that you shouldn't have bought, you know, that buyer's remote experience.
Right. We are in conversation with Head of Financial Education at Old Mutual, John Manyike, in this week's Friday call-in topic, talking about how to financially plan for the festive season. Call us with your input, your answers, your questions, anything that you want to add your views on this particular topic. The number to call us on is 010-500-938. You can send us your WhatsApp messages on 084-822-0938 or SMS us on 41348 at the cost of R1.50. You can also email us on radio@moneyweb.co.za or on air@mixfm.co.za. We are also on social media. Link up with us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. Also tune into the show right now on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 823. John, we've got a question here on SMS, but it is anonymous, and it reads, I'm so looking forward to January. I need a couch at discount, saving my money for January. Perhaps, what does your guest think of post-Christmas sales? Is it worth it?
Well, I think it all depends on what a person needs. And I'll give you an example. There's Black Friday coming up, by the way.
Oh, yes. Next week, Friday.
Okay. Yeah. So, you see, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But the issue here is, look, you know, this is what you... So you need to work towards a goal, you know. So you know this item that I need, so you budgeted for it. So whether you get it during Black Friday or maybe later in December, I'm not sure really if there's lots of sales towards the 28th. And the shops, I mean, at that time, they know a lot of people don't have money.
Yeah.
You know, so because they know a lot of, spending happens right in the middle of December. That is where spending is at its peak. So I would say, look, if a person wants something and you think you can get it during Black Friday, go for it, you know. But as long as it's something that you actually budgeted for, something that you really need, as opposed to experiencing this thing called FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out. And you just buy anything that comes away. You know, that's why people would need a helmet for their ankles during this Black Friday, because of those, the clutches of those trolleys and people pushing, and you see a box of cereal, flying. It's crazy.
It is indeed crazy. I must say, I tried it for the first time last year, and never again. It was a total mess and a waste of time that I will never get back. What should we be avoiding, John, over the festive season if one wants to have some money left to ease into the new year? The sales that we are talking about, and the little misconception that because I'm sitting pretty in my bank account, then January is not coming anytime soon. I can spend on a pair of shoes.
Yeah, you see, because that is a ostrich syndrome, because you're just simply putting your head under the sand, hoping that the danger will just go away. And so we can't just wish January away. So that's why it's important to be very prudent during this time. That's, I think, if you know that you're not financially rich, don't even put yourself in a position where you're going to be tempted. You know this thing called window shopping?
Yeah.
You start with a window shopping, and then you have some clever salespeople out there, and you end up buying, but you actually don't know your intention to do that. So discipline is one of our bigger challenges. Now, these things come amid stats from the National Credit Regulator. I mean, we see that the debt to income ratio in South Africa is around 75%, which means 75% of our disposable income is actually servicing debt, and that's a huge number. In fact, out of the 24 million credit active consumers, only 48% of them, I think that was in the first quarter of this year, only 48% of the 24 million credit active consumers were up to date with their credit repayments. Now, that's a serious, serious thing. And thirdly, in the same period, there were about 21 million inquiries made on people's credit reports by service providers for purposes of tracing and collection. Now, we have a very serious problem when it comes to over-indebtedness. So, and December does not mean that we should have just put our head under the sand and to say, no, look, we'll deal with it in January.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for some of us to try and reverse that situation.
John, should one ideally start planning for this much earlier in the year, and when would that likely be?
100%. Look, the earlier you start, the better. So if you put money away and say, look, this is my December budget. So, whatever amount, depending on what, your strength, your financial strength. So the earlier you start, the better, because then you've got less pressure. Of the December rush, and for France, some parents are smart. I mean, they are smart. I mean, I was amazed last year, around about the end of November, seeing queues of parents who are actually buying stationery for their kids, and I realized actually they're using their November salary to actually pay. Now, the other thing, the tricky thing for some people is that you then get paid your December salary around about the 20th, but you start spending in December. That's where the problem starts.
Right. Talk us through some of the most common mistakes then made during this time. We've highlighted on some of them. What is it that we get so wrong every year and think the next year is going to be different, and we continue with the bad behavior?
Yeah, you see, the other challenge is this thing called plastic money. When you swipe, you don't even see the money leaving your bank. Of course, you do get an SMS. But that's the danger of plastic money, because you just swipe, you just continue to swipe, and before you know it, then there's a problem. I think this is the period where people need to be very, very cautious, especially those who've got access to credit cards and overdrafts. Because you now feel it when everybody's gone, you finish partying, and then you start counting rands and cents, you realize, whoa, you've just created something. And that's why there's lots of debit order reversals towards end of December and first week of Jan.
We have another question here, and they are asking that I please ask John about those who are self-employed and live month to month. How do they navigate around the silly season?
Yeah, look, I would say the principles are the same, because even if you're self-employed, I'm sure you draw a salary. And in fact, it might even be more complicated for some of people who are self-employed, especially if it's a small to medium business. A lot of businesses start from the pocket, so if you are an entrepreneur, but you can't draw a line between your wallet, your personal wallet, and your business wallet, then you don't have a problem during that period as well, because if the lines are blurry. So I would say the same principle applies. You need to have a game plan as you go into the festive season. Have a specific budget, be disciplined, and stick to it.
As a parting shot, what advice would you like to leave with our listeners that will remain in our minds as we enter this crazy, crazy time of the year?
Yeah, I'd say, look, to add to the tip of having a game plan, is more importantly, we need to have a vision. And so what is a vision? What is it that we want to achieve in life? You know, have a long-term plan. And everything else that you do on a month-to-month basis should be directed towards that plan. That's why it's important to speak to a financial advisor. So you have a plan, so then you know where your money is going, you know what your plan is. And I think that's why some people have difficulty with saving money, because they don't have a specific vision or anything that they're working towards.
Thank you so much for your input. Absolute pleasure to have spoken to you this evening. Head of Financial Education at Old Mutual, John Manyike, in this week's Friday call-in topic, talking about how to financially plan for the festive season.